It's the frontman being tackled by Quay Quay. Modifilia has gone one pace coming down the outside as Lions Roar. Explosive Jack and Young Werther between them. Here's a go in the derby. It's Lions Roar and Explosive Jack. Explosive Jack goes to Young Werther. I think Explosive Jack wanted a nose to Young Werther and a head away to Lions Roar.
Yes, then Victorian trained horses Quinella in the Australian Derby, and Big Jack got his big nose in front to win at the Australian Derby, giving Kieran Maher his 18th Group 1 victory and the 10th or the 8th in combination with Dave Eustace as well. Good morning, Kieran. Congratulations.
Morning, Michael. Thank you.
Gee, it's been a great autumn carnival up in Sydney as well, off the back of Sir Dragonet last week as well. And the performance to get Explosive Jack, one of the most travelled three-year-olds in the country, to win the Australian Cup. I'd imagine that's one of your most satisfying Group 1 victories.
It was. He's a lovely horse to do anything with. And we sent him up to Sydney early, and he's been to Tassie and come back again. And great, you know, really good group of owners, and they really enjoy it too. So he's been a great ride for them.
And a lucky group of owners, obviously a lot of them in Kinedna as well. Where did the connection with the owners come from? And also, where did you find Explosive Jack?
Explosive Jack come from the Karaka sales. I think actually Peter Moody found him for Mick Johnson, and that's how that started. And the connection with the owners, I started training for them quite a while ago. They had a lot of their success with Darren Weir, and then sort of on the back of him, Kinedna come into our stable, and then, you know, it was fortunate enough to get a couple of Group Ones, and then they've now rolled into the Jack.
When did you first start to think about the Australian Derby for Explosive Jack? Was it after the Tassie Derby victory?
Yeah, that's right. I just thought, and with every start too, he just improved that little bit. We started to think about the ATC with the ease of his Tassie Derby win.
Well, it might become a renowned form line now for the Australian Derby, the Tassie Derby. They're wrapped down there, that they've got an Australian Derby winner through their local derby. And I also read that it might not be over. He's obviously very tough. Are you eyeing off other derbies with him as well?
Yeah, I think we might. We'll just see how he comes through. I think we'll have a look at South Australia. It's a nice timing. It's about a month in between runs. And as I said, he's got better with every start and the longer he's been in work. So we'll just see how he comes through. But I couldn't see why that wouldn't be an option for him.
And Johnny Allen, he does it time and time again on the big stage. It was a lovely ride.
Oh, it was beautiful, wasn't it? And it was a funny one run race that there wasn't a lot of speed, and they really slowed up sort of before turning into the straight. So he had to be out. He was covering a fair bit of ground, but he had the horse rolling, and it was always going to be a dash home. So he was 10 out of 10. He got it pretty right.
Is he a colt that's still developing that you think could become a spring carnival play? You've had some pretty nice staying three-year-olds in the past.
Well, probably the fact that he's a real genuine stayer, you know, like that's probably, you know, he would go a lot further. And he's very clean-winded, but probably the best thing about him is he just keeps improving that little bit each time he runs. So that'll peak somewhere, but he's quite an exciting horse.
Had the stablemate Toscanini come through the derby?
He came through okay. He just had a beautiful run. And then because it was such a dash home, he'd probably rather a little bit more of a test. Because it was a dash home, he got sort of squeezed up, and he likes sort of a bit of clean air and likes to flow into things under his sort of own accord, whereas a couple of horses got round him really quick and then ended up giving him a squeeze, and he wasn't too fond of that at all. But he comes through okay.
you've got some really nice staying three-year-olds in the stable at the moment. Let's Crack a Deal. It was a good run over in South Australia on Saturday as well.
Yeah, he was a super run, and also through Irish Eyes, very progressive as well. He's a, you know, he's a Tavistock out of the Beale mare, and you know, they're all sort of heading to the Derby as well. So we could have a nice hand in the Derby over that.
And would any of them consider pressing on to a Queensland Derby as well?
Yeah, I'd say through Irish Eyes would. Let's Crack a Deal. Yeah, he could as well, but we'll see how they all come through.
This Saturday is going to be one of the most mouth-watering contests of the carnival in Sydney, because it is the Queen Elizabeth. We get to see a Dave, we get to see Very Elegant, and we get to see Sir Dragonair, who has come right into contention with his big win in the Randvet. How's he trained on from that day?
Yeah, he's trained on nice. He did a piece of work last week. Glenn rode him, and he was quite excited and up and about the work. So he reckons he felt really good, and I'm certainly happy with him. He's done everything he had to. He's great to see him back to his best form, and you know, back to the 2000s. You would think it's going to be a very solid contest, and that's what the Dragonair likes. You know, that the harder the tougher the race is run, you know, the better it is for him.
And I believe we're going to have a pretty warm week in Sydney, so it may be reasonably firm ground, which of the three favourites, it may suit your boy the best.
Yeah, may do. It'd be interesting how the weather, it's hard to predict at the best of times, let alone in Sydney. I think there was a bit of rain around on Friday, so also they say. So it'll be interesting how that goes. But, you know, they're world-class horses, and as is he. So, you know, it's a pretty exciting race to be heading that way. He'll do another piece of work tomorrow, and we should be pretty right to go after that.
You got a bit of added incentive to try and beat home Very Elegant as well.
I did have a healthy wager with Bray Sikalski on whether Very Elegant or Sir Dragonair would get over the line first. So, bit of added incentive there.
You comfortable where you're sitting?
I wasn't, but I'm very comfortable now.
Will you run anyone else in the Queen Elizabeth? I know Grand Slam's also entered, and Southern France.
Southern France will run in the Cup, and Grand Slam, he's back in Victoria, and he may head down Australia as well.
Got an SMS from a listener wanting to know when we'll see Junipal again.
Junipal, you might see him Saturday in the Vobis mile at Caulfield.
Okay, excellent. Outside of those headline acts, Kieran, we were talking about Rachel Blackmore, who won the Grand National over the weekend. Did she ride Big Blue when he raced over in the UK?
Nah, she did. Yeah, she's a fantastic jockey. To put it in terms of here, she's exactly like what Jamie Carr's doing. Mm. You know, just over fences and hurdles. So, it's unbelievable. She's a great rider. And I think I was reading an article last week that the bookmakers was stood to lose some astronomical figure if she could pull off the feat. And to see her do it was fantastic.
Yeah, unbelievable. And speaking of Big Blue, how's the Warrnambool team gearing up?
Warrnambool team's gearing up well. Big Blue was heading that way, but we just had to back off him a little bit, so not ideal for him. But we've got horses like Thornton Boy and Grand Promenade was just beat. He's heading towards the Cup, and Yen Sir was very good in Adelaide, so he'll head towards the Grand Annual. So it's coming together nicely.
Oh, very good. You had a pretty impressive winner yesterday as well. The three-year-old filly, Shaw Can. Where do we see her next?
She'll just kick through the grade. She's actually a half-sister to her son. So she'll hopefully he's still building her pedigree page. And, she's pretty progressive, had to wait a little bit of time. So hopefully she can do half as much as what Perth has done.
Absolutely. Got a winner for us today, Kieran?
Today, I would say maybe Just Wins, race 7, number 3.
Just Wins.
Couldn't be far away. And Copper Clip probably won't be far away either.
Beautiful. Oh, last one from another listener. Is Crystal Bound heading to Sydney this weekend?
Crystal Bound's heading to the Percy Dyke. She's up here. She came up last week. She's already had a preparation up here before she had her first start at Moonee Valley. So that'll hold her in good stead. She had a trial at Rose Hill last time round. So she'll do a little bit tomorrow. But other than that, she's pretty right to go. So she's pretty exciting. It'll be a pretty hot race, that. But I'm pretty happy with her.
Yeah, it's going to be a big weekend. Kieran, once again, well done. Another Group 1, and good luck heading towards the Queen Elizabeth this weekend.
No worries. Thanks very much, Michael.